This is episode 1838. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are getting ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity today as you get ready to meditate. I'm excited to share with you a meditation technique today called an affirmation. Affirmations are positive statements you can repeat throughout the day to help you focus your thoughts on an intention. This week, we are exploring the theme of managing social anxiety, and this is part of a confidence series of meditations. Social anxiety is one of the top anxiety triggers, and it's one of the main reasons why people seek a psychologist or a therapist for anxiety treatment. So if you experience social anxiety, you are definitely not alone. The top social anxiety producing act you can do is, you may already know this, but it's interesting all the same, it is public speaking. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to mean speaking before a group of hundreds or more people. It could be speaking before a small group of even two or three people. Anytime you are placed in a position where people are able to judge you, that is the main reason why people experience social anxiety. It's that feeling of being judged negatively. There was some new research about how to improve managing social anxiety. And it's been shown that cognitive therapy has been helpful throughout the years for people who do suffer from all kinds of anxiety, but especially social anxiety. Well, there's a new term, it's a few years old, from 2016. A group of Scandinavian researchers came up with the term metacognitive therapy. Metacognitive therapy, and I'm reading this from the Science Daily, is working with patients' thoughts and their reactions and beliefs about those thoughts. It addresses the rumination and worry about how they function in social situations, learning to regulate their attention processes, and training with mental tasks are new therapeutic elements with enormous potential for this group of patients, says one of the scientists, Dr. Nordahl, who is part of a research team that has set out to help improve cognitive therapy to manage social anxiety. So this metacognitive therapy seems like it has real possibilities for helping to manage social anxiety. In working with patients' thoughts and reactions and their beliefs about those thoughts, this is what I encourage you to do this week. As you meditate, meditation can help to calm your thoughts. And as you repeat today's affirmation, this can help you to change some of the beliefs about your thoughts. The affirmation I encourage you to repeat every day this week. In particular, if you repeat this affirmation in the morning when you wake up, and in the evening when you go to bed, those are the two most powerful times to repeat an affirmation, because during those times, your mind is not so engaged in the world around you. You haven't started your day quite yet in the morning, and in the evening, you're laying to rest the worries and cares of the day. So your mind is more open and receptive to new thoughts. When you repeat an affirmation regularly, it can help to change your thought patterns. So the affirmation this week is, life's harmonies are mine. Life's harmonies are mine. When you think about repeating this affirmation as you settle yourself down to meditate today, I encourage you to think about a thought pattern you may run through your mind that doesn't include you experiencing the joy in life. You may think that you don't deserve it, or that these kinds of joyful moments just never come to you. You just don't have that kind of luck, or you have all these things going on in your life that prevents you from experiencing joy. Or you may feel as though someone is preventing you from experiencing joy because of how they're treating you or judging you. So as you repeat the affirmation this week, reflect on what may be triggering you not to experience joy and harmony. And then think about what may not be entirely true about that particular thought. You could think of ways where you actually do have some joy and harmony in your life. So this will allow you to help reverse that thought that may cause you social anxiety. And then when you repeat, life's harmonies are mine, this will replace some of your negative thoughts, those social anxiety producing thoughts. This is a powerful way for you to get started with creating for yourself the kind of life you want to live, regardless of how others judge you. Many times others may not truly be judging you. It could just be your perception. It could be a false perception. Sometimes people may be judging you. And even if they're judging you, you can still find some peace and joy in your life. So if you'd like a little more guidance and to go a little more deeply into this week's series, as always, you can find the full half-hour guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. I invite you to try it for 2 weeks, free access to over 1,800 guided meditations that come with journals and slowdown guides with each week's series. Those are customized to that week's theme. Again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. So as you settle yourself down, think about what you're focusing on this week and think about how you could switch out or replace a thought that causes you distress and anxiety and replace it with the affirmation, life's harmonies are mine. Life's harmonies are mine. Repeat this affirmation several times and then sit in stillness and immerse yourself in the beautiful sensations you've created. you are so worth slowing down for.